Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Just want to take a moment and invite you to come out to our Passion Play coming up on March the 15th, 16th, and the 17th. Got special music each night. The Edwards Family Friday night, Justice Family Saturday night, and the Reggie Sadler Family starts there on Sunday night, starting at 6 o'clock, and then the play begins at 7. There's Last Hour Bluegrass.
He took me and saved me from sin. Now some folks they say I've been adopted, but I say I'm looking, 'cause I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm a child of the great I Am. I'm not some distant relation. I'm as close as he's ever been. Because when Jesus saved me, he made me his blood kin. Now someday soon I'm gonna see him, 'cause one day I was born again. I am his son and he's my father, and that makes us blood kin. 'Cause I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm a child of the great I Am. I'm not some distant relation. I'm as close as he's ever been. Because when Jesus saved me, he made me his blood kin. I'm as close as he's ever been. Because when Jesus saved me, he made me his blood kin. Because when Jesus saved me, he made me his blood kin.
This time we're going to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, where we're preaching on Genesis chapter number 8, speaking about the raven and the dove. This will be part 3 of the message.
However, when we look at this, that raven feeding on the lost world, feeding on the things of destruction, the dove points us, however, to a totally different nature. Look at verse number 8 again with me. Verse number 8. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark. For the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in unto him into the ark. Remember, the ark is a picture of who? So the dove goes out, right? And the Bible says the dove finds no place to rest. So what does the dove do? The dove don't go to and fro. No, what the dove does is it says, you know what? I'm not getting my feet dirty. I'm not going to get my feet with none of this mud, none of this stuff, none of this dirt. I'm not getting my ain't going to get no stain on me. I'm going back to where I came, and it flies right back to the ark of protection. Amen. Thank God. You say, preacher, what, why do you think that? Well, that dove is a representation, listen, to the Holy Ghost, but also of someone that's been born again with the grace of God who has the Holy Spirit resonating within them, residing, amen. And that Holy Ghost says, listen, you'd be better off not to fly out here in this world. You need to get back to a place of security. You need to get back to a place where you can set your feet on some solid ground, some place where that's clean, and a place that's been sanctified, a place of worship. Have you ever noticed, listen, the world runs to the world in times of problems. But the saved child of God runs to God. Woo! He runs to God, amen, in the midst of his problems. He runs to a place where he can get some help, friend. I tell you, you can find help this morning in Jesus. Amen, thank God. He'll help you. That dove this morning, oh, I tell you, what a picture. He said, I ain't going to feed on this destruction. I ain't going to live on, I ain't going to get my feet dirty. I'm going back to a place of security. I'm going back to a place of fellowship. I'm going to go back to a place where I'm loved. Boy, I tell you, I'm thankful for Jesus this morning, amen. Oh, I tell you, the Bible speaks about Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth after against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, so that they cannot do the things that they would. But if ye be led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such are like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That old raven probably perished. Absolutely no significance whatsoever. However, that dove, oh, it's seen not just one time. It's seen multiple times in return flight, giving good news, and going out and giving greatness. That's exactly the things. Watch this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections of lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Listen, that spirit of love teaches you and me to love one another. Amen. To take care, not to take what everybody else has got, but to love one another. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There's something to be seen there within that whole picture. Let me ask you something. What satisfies you this morning? Hey, some of you get your satisfaction from the world. Oh, you say, preacher, what are you saying? I'm trying to tell you that the world, you love the world. You love the things of the world. You love the lights of the world. You love the darkness of the world. You love to hang out in the world. You love the words of the world. You love the drink of the world. You love the pleasure of the world. Hey, some of you loves it this morning. It's caused you your demise, friend. It's brought you to the place where now you're in a place where you don't know what to do, amen. And the best thing you can do is give your life to Jesus, amen. He's what you're looking for at the bottom of that bottle. He's what you're looking for when man's in the bottom of your drugs. Jesus will fulfill what you're looking for if you'll turn your life over to him. Look, this is what you can't see. There's joy in living for Jesus. Oh, friend, to wake up in the morning, thank God, and know I'm headed to the house of God, amen. To wake up in the morning with God's word, amen, reading God's word daily. Then to wake up like that, that's the best feeling in the whole wide world. Why anybody would want to find their satisfaction in the world beyond me? Do you find a home in the ark? That dove, man, he went out. All he seen was destruction, but he said, I'm going to return home. Home is where Jesus is. Think about what I'm saying. Home is where Jesus is. You know, last week I was sitting at the house. That's my house. Amen. That's where I've raised my kids. That's where my young people. That's where I've raised my children. Is at the house. But while I was sitting there on the couch watching y'all Sunday morning, my heart was not there. My heart was here. I wanted to be here. Well, because I'm going to tell you something. Home is where Jesus is. How many knows what I'm talking about there? Oh, I'm telling you something. I come in this place last week and I walked down the hallway and I said, oh God. I tell you, man, there's something about this place that's just special. Amen. A tear flowing down my face. I said, thank God for the house of God. Amen.
Yes, sir.
A place to run to in the midst of destruction. Notice that the dove returns not just to the ark, but it also returns to Noah's hand. That tells me something. We're fighting that, I mean, almost like that rebellious raven just took off and said, I ain't never going back. But that dove said, man, you know what? That man in the ark, he's taking care of me. Oh, I've had provision. I've had help. As long as I've been in his care, he's been taking care of me. God's been helping him, and he's been helping me. And she had no problem landing in the hands of Noah. You know why? There was fellowship there. There's trust there. You see what I'm saying? There's trust there. Hey, some of you guys can't trust Jesus because you're trying to do your own life your own way, and it's a mess. It's a mess. It's a mess. It's a life with no purpose. Somebody's getting some help this morning. The dove went out. Notice this. The dove went out three times. The first time she went out, she found no resting place, and Noah took her back into the ark. The second time, she returned with an olive leaf in her mouth. The third time, she didn't return at all. And she finds her abiding place in the earth. Now, you know that the dove's a type of who? Holy Ghost. Amen. Holy Ghost. Let me give you this right here. At the Lord's back, the first time that the dove is mentioned in Scripture, it's mentioned here in Genesis. Chapter number six, I believe, chapter number six, seven, or eight, somewhere around in there. However, it's also in connection with the Lord's baptism. Watch this. Matthew chapter number 3 and verse number 16. And Jesus said, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven say, this is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. I find it interesting that the dove is a picture of the Holy Spirit there in Genesis, but also it's a picture of the Holy Ghost there at the Lord's baptism. You'd think that God might want to be showing us something there. Wouldn't you love to have been there? Amen. There in the Jordan. Amen. Oh, my. I'm going to tell you something. Whenever John the Baptist puts the Lord Jesus Christ underneath the water, amen, and he comes back up, and all of a sudden, man, the heavens are open, and the Bible says that God speaks from heaven. He says, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. He's authoring. He's saying, hey, he's the one. But not only God saying yes, amen, amen. The Holy Spirit begins to hover.
Yeah.
He begins to create that wind over the Lord. Now let me show you something this morning. Maybe you've never seen this before, but Genesis chapter number 1. Watch this. The Bible said this in Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 1. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep until... Darkness was on the face of the deep. Now watch what happens. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Well, that's about all the time that we have for the broadcast today. Please tune in tomorrow for part 4 of the message.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.